If you show up at the Bay Mills Indian Police Department, Sioux Tribe Police Department or Chippewa County Sheriff's Department in need of substance abuse treatment, there will be no repercussions, only help, thanks to the Families Against Narcotics, FAN, Hope Not Handcuffs program. About 3 weeks ago, a 23-year-old female was found unconscious near the Chippewa County Sheriff's Department. I was the one there when she died and came back, said Undersheriff Greg Postma, who believes the woman had fentanyl in her system. I administered Narcan, Naloxone. I don't even know her name. If we were here to arrest people for drugs, she would not be here today. That is a perfect example of Hope Not Handcuffs in action. We are not out there to get every single person who has an addiction problem. We are not there to be a detriment to their success. Postma understands most people associate drugs with handcuffs. This is no longer the case when asking for help. Bay Mills Police Department Chief Ron Carrick backed this statement. Unfortunately, the Hope Not Handcuffs program has not been utilized by the department since its launch. Carrick would like to see people take advantage of the program. I advertise on the Bay Mills Facebook page, said Carrick. I share Families Against Narcotics stuff on the page too. Carrick has just one message for users seeking treatment options: we want to help you. While Sault Ste. Marie City Police Department is not directly involved in Hope Not Handcuffs, Chief Wesley Bierling said the department supports its local participating partners. FAN came to Chippewa County in 2013 after a group of young people in recovery spoke at Lake Superior State University, LSSU, about opioid addiction. We learned that this wasn't just a Detroit problem, but one that was becoming a problem in our county, FAN Chippewa County Chapter President Lynn Farnquist said. Many of us were totally unaware that it was so serious. We were determined to learn more. They formed a chapter to educate and support individuals and/or families struggling through substance abuse. I began with that group as secretary and became president a couple years ago, said Farnquist. The changes we have seen are pretty amazing, many a direct consequence of our own willingness to listen, question norms, and consider some of the old ways of looking at addiction and its treatment. The days of negatively judging people experiencing addiction are quickly becoming days of the past. The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, DSM, recognized substance use disorder, SUD, as a mental illness for the first time in 2013, when its fifth edition was published. The DSM-5 states that a diagnosis of SUD demonstrates evidence of impaired control, social impairment, risky use, and pharmacological criteria. Farnquist has felt the county's mentality transition into more of a treatment-based approach since the chapter's establishment. This means everything to the Chippewa County chapter president. I, myself, had a daughter who struggled with alcohol, said Farnquist. She passed away a couple years ago. When we talk to other people, everyone has a story to tell. Farnquist is rewarded knowing she is able to give hope and support to those struggling. She commended those who no longer feel embarrassed or ashamed to say they are in recovery. They are proud of their hard work. She commends those brave enough to ask for help in their battle against addiction. Many of these people also work daily to help others along the way, said Farnquist. Hope Not Handcuffs is focused on helping those in need fast and effectively. Postma said an individual seeking treatment sits in the waiting room for an hour, give or take. Within that time frame, an angel arrives. Angels are the volunteers working with FAN to provide resources, information and networking. Angels meet with the person at the police department, said Farnquist. They get the information into the system. Then, we connect them with NorthCare Network. They will find treatment. NorthCare Network ensures its recipients receive specialized mental health and SUD services via regional resources. Thus, treatment options are offered on an individual basis. It depends on the treatment they want, said Farnquist. They may want a facility or outpatient treatment. Fortunately, FAN has the support of various recovery agencies, including Great Lakes Recovery Centers. Sometimes, there is not a room available, said Farnquist. They will help the person detox. Then, we can find another facility to help. They've just opened up a men's treatment center and living facility at the old Nativity Church. It is called Gary's House now. Shortly, they will have a women's sober living facility too. However, the Chippewa County chapter is still considered new. It was significantly impacted by COVID-19. There could be more programs to come in the future, but volunteers are needed. I wish we had some of the great programs locally that have begun downstate in some of the chapters, said Farquist. They are incredibly helpful and hands-on, partnering with hospitals and law enforcement officers to deliver compassionate help in person. We don't have the people necessary to do all of that. Anyone can get involved. FAN is looking for one more board member and many more angels to volunteer. Prospective volunteers should want to see positive change throughout the community. This means fighting the escalating drug problem by offering support, not judgment. We would like to get more people to our meetings, said Farnquist. We know how hard it is to reach out for help, but we help each other, truly. To get involved, visit Families Against Narcotics Chippewa County on Facebook or contact FAN Chippewa County Chapter President Lynn Farnquist at lynn49783@yahoo.com. But do not waste time. You could be the person that makes all the difference.